Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning at 6:14. We made it to Friday. You know, I said at the open of the show that it's the beginning of the holiday weekend, and inevitably somebody says, well, not till I quit work. You know, you gotta take it as a party. Go to work today with a good mood. It's Friday. It's going to be a beautiful day. What's wrong with you? Are you all right?
It's Friday. It's going to be a beautiful day.
Oh, okay. Okay, good.
Right. We got to dance it out, right? It's Flashback Friday. We got to dance it out.
I thought you had a cramp. I wasn't sure.
No. I do need to stretch a little bit, though. Today's a yoga morning.
Oh, is that it?
Yes.
All right, you do yoga and I'll watch. It's a yoga morning. I'm not going to bend anything. I'll break it. Memorial Day weekend, some say the unofficial beginning of summer, so we grill and we drink beverages. Others say we just should keep it a solemn holiday for those who have paid the ultimate price serving. I think we should do both. We could do both. We could get by. Only 55% of Americans know the real meaning of Memorial Day. Some say it's for military currently serving and those who have gone. No, that's Veterans Day. Okay. It is for those who have gone. Matter of fact, when I grew up, Memorial Day was for everyone who is gone. We would go to the cemeteries and plant flowers, even on Grandma's grave. She was never in the military. We treated it more as in memory of day.
Wasn't it originally called Decoration Day because that was part of what you did? You went to the cemetery. And doesn't it date back to the Civil War? Seriously, honestly.
I wasn't around back then. I mean, come on, how old do you think I am?
I think it was the Civil War and then that it originated, and then it became a federal holiday, I know, in the 70s.
And they change everything, and there you have it. So however you treat Memorial Day, whether you memorialize those who have gone, military or non-military, go ahead, put flowers on Grandma's grave. It's okay. It's all right. Or if you treat it as a military thing, or you're just going to party your arse off, just be careful and be safe. Tom and Laura in the morning, it takes two. Sometimes it takes 25, 30 of you dancing on the deck before the darn thing collapses. It's the beginning of summer unofficially this weekend.
Yes, it is.
We talked about
great.
It. Yeah, I think it's great. I don't want to wait till June 21st.
No.
All this equinox stuff in the sun and the position.
Yeah, who cares about that? Exactly.
I was going to say, between now and June 21st is truly sort of like the best part of unofficial summer if you go by the equinox, because the days are long and warm and the sun is out and it's amazing.
Exactly. Yep.
Driving into work today, the sky was blue and the moon was
out. I know.
You don't see that often, so pay attention to that kind of stuff. It's cool. Right smack dab in the middle of all this festivity, tomorrow is National Wine Day.
Ooh.
Why did they drop that right in Memorial Day? Poof. National Wine Day.
Wine Day.
It can be a boozing weekend holiday, so.
It could be. It may or may not be.
It might be.
Okay, she said it. Yeah. So after Cosmo's coin dive tomorrow, we'll
have some beverages.
Go crack open a bottle of wine. Americans drink an average of 4 glasses of wine a week.
That seems about right.
Does it really?
Yeah, about right. If you have like one or two on the weekend and then like one in the middle of the week because you're just like, ugh, it's the middle of the week. Yeah. I need a glass of wine.
Very good. See, now that's kind of high for me. I don't, maybe one glass of wine with dinner every couple weeks, depending on what's for dinner.
Ah, yes, Thomas, but what else are we drinking in the evenings?
I usually have a grape knee-high or perhaps a little strawberry quick.
Maha.
We already heard about your one friend.
Strawberry quick, my you know what. We're having a little.
I actually drink more wine in the winter than in the summer. I don't know.
Oh
why.
My God, no, it's rosé season.
Okay.
It is.
That's true. Yes, it is the summer wine.
See, but I'm a wine drinker.
No, you are.
I
right
am.
About that.
I'm a wine drinker. It's rosé season.
I'm a Chardonnay kind of guy all year round.
High five to that.
Drinking
the chilled white.
News guy,
exactly.
Matt. The main reason we don't drink a glass of wine like right after work or sometimes with dinner, we don't want to open a new bottle.
Why not? Why God invented boxed wine. I'm serious. And it's kind of gotten classy over the years.
Has it?
I still can't go that route. I'm
listen,
sorry.
Listen, Boda Box, and there's a couple of other ones that there is a quality product hiding beneath that cardboard that then it doesn't spoil. You
I guess maybe amazing. I'll have to try it. Well, actually, I shouldn't say that because we had box wine for my wedding. Because it was the cheaper route.
Was it a big box for like 100 people?
Several
listen,
of them,
I'm not
yeah.
talking about, and no offense to those who drink it, I'm not talking about like the Franzia, okay?
Okay.
I'm talking like elevated a little bit, and now wine comes in cans.
I know. That's weird. Yes.
No, it's
that is
amazing.
Kind of weird.
Okay, it's weird amazing.
Because it's like that's a single serve. It's a single serve, yeah. So you're not wasting and opening a whole bottle.
Yeah.
That's why you buy the Boda Box with the coupon on the Ibotta app. Get some money back. And I've never done this before.
No.
Clearly.
I can tell. Your friends told you about it. 3 out of 4 people say their favorite place to drink wine is at home. That's interesting.
There you go.
I like to visit one of the wonderful wineries scattered across central Pennsylvania.
Oh, I thought you were going to say somebody else's home.
That too.
Yeah, okay. And finally, after we host a party, the average person throws out 3 partially full bottles of wine. No.
Ouch.
My grandfather is rolling over in his grave.
Use it to cook with.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Perfect
right.
idea. There you go. So we got you set up for tomorrow, which is National Wine Day. Or tonight. Or
why not both?
Yeah. Or now. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning at 6:48, heading into a holiday weekend. Everybody's in a better kind of mood.
I think so.
I bet people walking up and down the hall here, they're all just happy.
It's because they know that, like, they're off on Monday, and you and I are working.
Oh, here's a good one. Here's a good one. I actually saw somebody in the hall yesterday afternoon, maybe about 2:30. They said, hey, see you Tuesday.
Oh, we took an extra long weekend.
I guess. I was like, wait.
That's smart.
Wait, tomorrow's Friday.
That's smart, though. Wait. That's like a Laura maneuver. Seriously.
Is it string together all
string
your
string together the holiday.
PTO.
Yeah, the holiday with the PTO.
Which I always thought the PTO was something military until somebody said, Tom, it's personal time off. Oh, okay.
Or paid time off.
I thought we were going to put a stage together and have a show or something. I don't know.
I think that's the USO.
Something like that. PTO, USO. Hey, did you ever crash a wedding?
Yes.
No way. You have? Because I have. And I thought,
yes.
But you know what? There is a little deviant side to Laura Lar. You know, that she comes across as a really nice, this is the way you're supposed to do it. But I bet you, one day you were just like, hey, there's a party going on and I'm crashing it.
It actually, I shouldn't say that I technically crashed. I mean, we did. But what happened was...
Now you took somebody with you, huh?
Well, of course, a girl's got to have a date.
Okay.
So we were at a wedding in a hotel facility down the hall in like the other wing was another wedding. We found out about this.
That's exactly how I did
it. And then decided to also go to their wedding.
I didn't pre-plan this. I was at another function.
Their cake was better.
Their cake was better.
It was.
I was at a wedding. This one was wrapping up. There was another one just starting. And I thought, hey, my party isn't over yet. Mm-hmm. Let's go.
That's exactly what we did.
Had a great time.
And like everybody was staying in the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like, oh, this is cool. We're having a good time. Let's go down there. We ate some of their food. We drank some of their drinks. We danced on their dance floor.
There it is.
It was fun.
This one comes from the stupid news file. It happened in
Florida.
Of course it did. But there are rules to wedding crashing. This guy broke in on the bride and groom dance.
What?
Not a good idea.
When we kind of looked, we're like, oh, there's a guy dancing next to us. I'm like, is that your friend? He said, I thought it was your friend.
We've seen all the movie and we never would have thought that could happen to us.
If we could like give him a high five for giving us an unforgettable wedding, we would. I hope he enjoyed himself for the time he was in there.
You just don't do that. Don't you remember the movie? The weekend starts now.
It does.
It does.
Happy Friday, everybody. Flashback Friday coming up. Get your requests in. It's Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. Maybe we'll get some goofy requests because it's a party weekend.
Ooh, that would be great. Party songs.
Nothing wrong with Don't Stop Believin' by Journey, but come on, let's ramp it up a little bit. Let's get
That's a good one.
Let's get a little kooky.
Let's get rowdy.
Let's get crazy. Let's get nuts.
Let's get. No, okay. Little Motley Crue, what?
Oh, you were doing, was that Def Leppard? Let's Get Rocked.
Yeah, Let's Get Rocked.
I was doing Let's Get Go Crazy by Prince.
So, oh, okay, that's fine. Let's do all of them.
Ford Fun Line will be open, 1-800-326-94KX, or text them in. Or
social media.
Laura's all over the social media. Just send her a message and we'll play them. It all starts after news, which is next, 94KX. 94KX. Jen, thank you so much for that.
Oh my God.
Request. I haven't heard that song in years. Laura was funked up with a gangster twist.
What are we funked up with a gangster twist?
Yeah, and that song was so cool.
It's amazing.
And what you didn't know was the sample was from a Doobie Brother. Yes. Michael McDonald.
Yes.
I'll keep forgetting.
Yep. That was the sample.
That was a very cool song. Keep the calls coming. Keep the texts in the social media.
Regulators, mount up.
Or regulators, cannonball.
I don't know if Warren G and Nate Dogg necessarily correlate to Cosmo and Knobels, but it works.
It works
for this morning, for now. And be caller number 4 right now. Last chance to qualify with Tom and Laura in the morning for Cosmo's Coin Dive. It's tomorrow morning. Gates open at 10:15, and we want you to be there with your kiddo. 1-800-326-94KX. Good luck.
94KX, this is caller 4 on the Ford Fun Line.
Oh, Rose.
Yes.
What?
Rose, how's it going?
I got my grandson in last day. Yes.
All right, Rose. What's your grandson's name?
Blake. And this is the last year this boy's going to be eligible for it because he's got a birthday coming in a couple of weeks. And he's going to be 12.
He's 11?
Yes.
All right.
Well, I am so happy for you, Rose. We haven't heard from you in such a long time.
Oh, I'm still doing it. I'm good.
All right, good.
What town you calling from now?
I'm in Bloom, yeah.
All right. So you and the grandson from Bloom on the way to the Crystal Pool.
Cold breeze.
94KX Flashback Friday. How about that in the fast lane? Tom and Laura in the morning with Late Night TV.
Moving on, state lawmakers have introduced a new bill that would ban people in New York from texting while walking. Yeah. So now you can get fined for jaywalking. You can also get fined for LMAOJK walking.
What's new in theaters this weekend?
This ain't gonna be easy.
Here's Movie Mike with the new movie rundown on 94KX.
Sponsored by the Campus Theater in downtown Lewisburg, now showing the phenomenal Aretha Franklin documentary, Amazing Grace. You've got to see this. If you want to read my review, it's on the Movie Mike Facebook page. Mm. Amazing Grace at the Campus Theater this year. Highly recommended. Now, they do a lot more than just show movies. In fact, they are going to be hosting a wellness series at the theater, which will start on June 4th, and it's designed to introduce concepts and techniques that will aid in the reduction of daily stress and anxiety. So if that sounds like something you need, go to their website, campustheater.org, and they have all the details.
Wow.
Far too much for me to mention here in a brief break, but they have a lot going on.
Who knew they did all that?
Way to go, campus.
Yeah.
Wow, cool.
So campustheater.org for that information. Now, looking at new movies opening today, we've got another Disney live-action remake of an animated classic. We haven't had enough of these.
Shining, shimmering, splendid.
Who allowed you to sing
what
Disney?
Movie is that? Yeah. Oh, it's Aladdin.
Aladdin this time, yes. Will Smith taking on the Robin Williams role of the genie. Boo. Directed by Guy Ritchie, the dude who made all the British gangster
movies. Really interesting.
Movies, which,
and dated Madonna.
And it was married to Madonna.
Oh, that's right. Was married.
Yeah. So I
wasn't everybody.
Yeah.
Oh.
Sorry.
Her and J-Lo. No, those were just engagements. Sorry, J-Lo.
Right,
I love you.
Right. So yeah, that opens today. So there you go. I personally don't really have much interest in these things anymore. I always come out of them angry that they've remade a classic and done an inferior job of it. So. But if that's your thing, hey, Aladdin opens today.
I'm still trying to picture him angry. He's such a nice guy, Movie Mike.
Where's Matt Catrillo when I need him to sing one jump ahead of the bread line, swing ahead of the sword?
Can we please stop singing Disney?
All right.
He'll be in shortly to do
okay,
that.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
If Aladdin is not your thing, we've also got Booksmart. On the eve of their high school graduation, two academic superstars and best friends realize they should have worked less and played more, so they try to cram 4 years of fun into one night. This marks the directorial debut of actress Olivia Wilde, who
you
all know from House and Tron Legacy and things like that. And finally, we've got a movie that I think sounds really intriguing, Brightburn. You know the whole Superman myth? Kal-El comes to Earth, you know, he's sent to Earth, and then he's adopted by this you know, nice farm couple and raised. Well, this movie has that same scenario, except instead of using his powers for good, the kid is really evil.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
So it, like, takes the whole Superman mythos and turns it on its ear.
Wow.
That could be very interesting.
Yeah, this one stars Elizabeth Banks and David Denman, who played Roy on The Office. He's just a really underrated actor. And James Gunn, the guy from Guardians of the Galaxy, is the producer of this movie. It was written by his brothers. So
you'll be seeing that. I can tell by the look on your face.
I'm seeing that this morning.
Awesome. There it is.
What are we reviewing coming up?
John Wick, Chapter 3, Parabellum.
Woohoo! There's going to be no violence in that one.
No, not at all.
News is next. Pink Cadillacs and Thunderbirds. On a Flashback Friday. Thanks, Catherine, for the text. Tom and Laura in the morning. 94KX. Musical birthdays today. Larry Blackman is 63 years old. Anybody on Larry Blackman? Anybody?
No.
The lead singer from the 80s band Cameo. What's the word? The word up? Yow. Anybody? That was a big song. Oh, you guys. You know, if it's Disney, you're all over it. What the... Anyway, now she's not a musical artist, but Priscilla Presley is 74.
Oh, very, very happy birthday there, Priscilla.
It gives Matt the chance to do
his
Elvis.
It's so good.
It is so good.
He's good at the cat, and he's good at Elvis.
Do we cue the cat? Yeah, there you
go. There it is.
And Elvis Presley. So, Priscilla.
Good job, buddy.
Thank you.
Say Scylla, baby.
Scylla, baby.
See, there it is.
Patti so good.
Patti LaBelle is 75 today.
Oh, really?
Kitschy, kitschy, yeah, yeah, mama.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, little kitchy, Lady Marmalade kitchy, there.
Yeah, mama.
There it is. And finally, Bob Dylan is 78 today.
Wow.
Okay.
It's time for Tom and Louis. Birthday buddies. Ooh.
Actually, not too bad.
That's not too bad. Hey, let's do the birthdays, all right? It's April Hoyles from Sunbury is 44 years old today.
A very happy birthday to Lynn Tressler from Sunbury, 66.
Jacqueline Krankowski from Northumberland is 42. Happy birthday.
Brenda Shaheen from Sealands Grove is 58 today.
Nanette Heller from Sunbury is nifty 50 today.
Jeff Duggan from Lewisburg is 61. Happy birthday.
All right. Carter Horton from Sealands Grove is 16 years old, probably on the way to school.
Nick Mull from Northumberland is 40.
Jennifer Frederick from Dalbatia is 43. Happy birthday.
Charles Erdman is 47 today.
Richard Gottschall is 55.
Jennifer Rothermel from Sunbury is 31. Happy birthday.
Eli Whaley is 30 today.
Stacey Grindstaff is 38.
John Subic from Cole Township is 56. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Haley Lash. She's 19 today.
Stacey Selma from Shamokin is 31.
Kim Boyer from Paxitis is 44. Happy birthday.
Tammy Smith is 54. And Tasha Walter from Sealands Grove is 39.
Mm-hmm. I guess that's all we got.
Yep. Did we have one texted in?
Yeah, Warren G. No, wait, that was a request.
No. There was a little kiddo. I think that's 3 years old on the text club.
Not on the screen.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Ah, wait. Hurry up. Banter.
Banter? Movie Mike is waiting to get in with his review here.
Here, a happy third birthday to Quinn Dorman, maybe? Something? Possibly?
No idea.
No?
Yep, there you have it.
Okay.
I do know everybody's got a birthday.
And whether we're on time or not, everyone loves to celebrate
whether
them.
They're on time or not.
We love to celebrate them. You can always text us 49330, call us up on the Forward Fun Line, or message us on the 94KX Facebook page. Each and every weekday morning, it's Tom and Laura's
Birthday Buddies
on 94KX.
Before you get your ticket and your popcorn, see what Movie Mike has to say. Here's this week's Movie Mike film review on 94KX.
Sponsored by the Campus Theater in downtown Lewisburg, now showing the phenomenal Aretha Franklin documentary Amazing Grace. For showtimes and other information, please visit their website, campustheater.org. And while you're there, check out the information on their wellness series, which will begin June 4th. A lot of things going on there to help you reduce daily stress and anxiety. All the information, again, at campustheater.org. In John Wick Chapter 3, Parabellum, Keanu Reeves has a $14 million bounty on his head, and professional assassins everywhere are out to collect it. There may be a way for him to save himself, but first he has to survive long enough to put the plan into place. Halle Berry plays an old friend and fellow dog lover who helps him out. It would not be accurate to say that John Wick 3 is 130 minutes of Keanu Reeves shooting people in the face. Sometimes he stabs them in the face instead.
Oh, good.
These movies are all excessively violent, but this one takes the violence to creative new levels.
There it is.
It's impressive how it finds original ways to stage action. One scene finds Reeves riding a horse through New York City and simultaneously fending off bad guys. It's almost as awesome as the scene where he fights assailants with a machete while riding a speeding motorcycle. Aside from raising the bar on action sequences, John Wick 3 continues to build the intricate crime world in which the character exists. Part of the fun of these films is that each new entry adds layers to what has come before. Of course, there's no larger meaning here. The film is just intended to be an adrenaline jolt. And that's okay, because Keanu's great, and the nonstop action is mind-blowing. John Wick 3 Parabellum is the best entry in the series yet. On a scale of 1 to 4, I give it 3 bulletproof vests. Which John Wick's adversaries would benefit from having.
Exactly.
But of course, none of them do.
Why don't they?
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah. There's a great scene in this movie where they're having a knife fight. They're in this store that sells knives, and they're smashing the glass and pulling out knives and throwing it at each other and then smashing open the next cabinet and grabbing knives. I mean, it's just great.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
He loves all kinds of movies.
Yeah.
Well, you know, sometimes you just want to see an action film.
Absolutely.
Seriously.
And that's all this is. Hardcore action from start to finish.
There
good
you go.
Stuff.
What kind of action are you doing this holiday weekend, my friend?
I'm going to be watching a lot of movies this weekend and chilling with the fam.
Tis the season.
Yep.
Have a great weekend.
You too.
94KX and Flashback Friday. Oh, it's always good with a little New Jersey music. And Bon Jovi. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. The Memorial Day weekend kicks off whenever you want it to. I mean, we could kick it off right now if you want. I mean, have a party at work. Have a cookout at work.
I know. Actually, we should get Matt Cotrillo to bring in that brand new grill and fire it on up in the parking lot.
That wouldn't be a bad idea. You know, when I think of Memorial Day, I think of how different it was when I was a kid than now. What did you do on Memorial Day as a kid? Did you go to grandma's house or?
It depended. It would either be like the grandparents in Mount Carmel, or it would be typically like cookout in the backyard.
Right, right. At your house or somebody else's house?
No, no, no. At our house.
There you go. Mm-hmm. I always went to my Aunt Helen's in Scranton.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was a fun time because everybody in the Morganzo clan was there.
Oh, but, see, no, that was more like the Washalewski family reunions that was like closer to the 4th of July.
All the Morgans were there. My Aunt Helen was a terrible cook.
Oh, jeez.
I don't know why she was. It was like, go to her house. Everything she made was terrible.
Awful.
So you just stood around the grill because there was an uncle making hot dogs or something, and that's all you ate.
Oh, my gosh.
It's like, no offense, Aunt Helen. Intern Jordan, do you have an Aunt Helen?
I don't have an Aunt Helen, no.
What do you do? I can't say what did you do as a little kid, because to me, you're still young. So
yeah, I'll agree with you on that. I think I'm still young, too.
Yeah, what happens?
We cook at home.
Just cooking out of home.
Stepdad cooks on the grill. My stepdad's an amazing cook. So shout out to Tom Tucker for that.
There you go.
Hey,
what up, Tom?
All right. Well, I'm going to do some cooking out as well. So, and just lay low, you know, and maybe go to a cemetery and say hi to
that's
a few
typically,
people.
That's typically what we would do. We would kind of make the trek and change the flowers on the
make
grave.
Make sure my pop's got a flag there with his little Korea. Yep. Korea emblem.
With
there.
The emblem, with the metal emblems.
Yeah, there you go.
That's what we would do.
And that's basically it, but it's the unofficial kickoff of Memorial, like of summer. So it is Memorial Day, but it's also summer. Where are we going to spend our money? The number one spot, gasoline. The average American will spend $48 this weekend.
What about mattresses? I'm serious. There always seems to be like a mattress sale. Seriously.
I don't see it on the list. Hotels is number two. So I guess if you travel, tourist attractions, number three, Canobles this weekend. Grocery stores. Well, you got to have food for the cookout, right? Tom needs, your stepfather needs meat to put on a grill.
I was going to say, what kind of meats are we grilling?
Probably steaks and chicken for my mom and I, because we're not steak or red meat people, really.
Okay.
Good.
And the number five thing we spend money on, bars and nightclubs. Who would have thunk
nightclubs.
That? Memorial Day weekend. Saturday of Memorial Day weekend, 83% of us hit the bars and the nightclubs.
The nightclubs?
Wow.
That's interesting.
Memorial Day doesn't necessarily say rave to me.
No, it doesn't.
Absolutely right. Flashback Friday. Thank you, Jessica. Men Without Hats and the Safety Dance gets you dancing to work on a Friday heading into a holiday. Tom and Laura in the morning with some late night TV and Jimmy Fallon.
This week in Florida, a weed dispensary opened up inside a former Taco Bell. And to make sure they get a lot of customers, they didn't change a single thing.
Fallon was celebrating Fleet Week this week, and it's military, of course. And he had a special round of Memorial Day kind of thank yous.
Thank you, whiskey glasses, Dancing with a Stranger, and Knockin' Boots for being songs in the Billboard Hot 100 this week, and a pretty good description of Fleet Week. Thank you, the Indy 500 and trampoline fails for proving that if something is good enough, I'm willing to watch it 500 times in a row.
I mean, just come on.
Thank you, diploma, for sounding less like something you get when you graduate, more like something you don't want your doctor to diagnose you with. I'm sorry. You have diploma. Thank you, top bunk, for letting me start my day with a light concussion. Thank you, Memorial Day, being that special day where we all gather around to watch Dad burn his eyebrows off.
Careful. What are you laughing at?
And finally, thank you, Fleet Week audience, for serving with bravery, with integrity, and looking fine as hell doing it. Thank you very much.
How about that, huh? Flashback Friday, 94KX. Motley Crue texted in. Girls. Heading into Memorial Day weekend, we have our service salutes. We were talking about parades earlier. You said there's a Mount Carmel parade? Or don't they do it anymore?
I'm not sure. I'd have to look on the Facebook page. Mount Carmel is big on parades. It's a very nice 4th of July parade. They do things for Veterans Day. Mm-hmm. And I remember when I was little, like getting the flags and waving the flags for Memorial Day.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think they still do that at noon.
They do a tiny little thing in downtown Danville, and sometimes I stumble upon it accidentally, but it's very cool. A big parade in our area is, of course, in Lewisburg for 4th of July. And we're doing service salutes sponsored by MidPen Engineering, the stations of Sunbury Broadcasting this week, saluting the Union County Veterans 4th of July organization, because they put on one heck of a parade, but they need volunteers.
Oh.
Yeah. So if you're like little group, I don't care if you're a little league team or a soccer team or Girl Scouts or Boy Scouts or maybe a church group, if you want to help with this parade, they would greatly appreciate it, okay? Union County, UC, Veterans, 4th of July, @gmail.com. Also look for them on Facebook.
Yeah, you can find it on Facebook, send them a message, and then volunteer. That would be amazing.
A bunch of us here at the radio station helped MidPen last year build a float, and that was a great Friday afternoon of fun. So do that and help the 25th annual parade in downtown Lewisburg, the Jeep Jamboree afterward, and of course, the Wolf Field Fireworks. Thank you to the Union County Veterans, 4th of July volunteers. We salute you. Man. Flashback Friday, 94KX, wrapping up with the Village People in the Navy heading into Memorial Day.
Yes, it's totally appropriate.
I'm sorry if you're in the Army or the Marines or the Air Force. There's no song for it, you know, so in the Navy. Wow. Sean Carey's on the way next. Hey, guys, we will see you tomorrow morning at Knoebels for the second
annual Cosmos Coin Dive.
Now, I got to ask you this.
Okay.
How are we going to get the kids to jump in the pool this year?
Okay, all right. We already have it figured out. OMG.
Is there like an air horn? Is there?
Now, all the Knoebels Crystal Pool lifeguards, we're going to be saying 3, 2, 1, and on their whistle.
On their whistle. All right, because last year you and I tried to do it over the microphone, and we said, ready, set, splash, go.
I'm pretty sure that I got on the mic and said something to the effect of, okay, are we ready? And they all just went.
Yeah, they all just jumped in.
Everybody was so excited, of course. It's an exciting thing, the first day of the pool. Are you a fan of the Crystal Pool, Jordan?
I honestly think I've been there like twice, but it was fun when I went.
You've only been there twice?
Let's drag her along tomorrow. We'll just like make her go.
I feel like she works job number 14 tomorrow.
I do work job number 14 tomorrow.
Darn it.
You can tell my boss. Be like, oh, I'm so sorry.
We need intern Jordan with us tomorrow.
There you go.
Sean, it's going to be good.
Sean Carey is next. We'll see you tomorrow at Canobos.
Have a good Memorial Day weekend, guys.
Bye. Bye.